If you would, please join me in an opening prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for allowing us to get together this morning as our Deer Springs Ranch community. We thank you for this time of year, for the chance to remember and celebrate the birth of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that your Spirit would guide our hearts, guide our minds, not just today, but throughout this holiday season. Keep us safe, keep all of our families safe as we travel, and direct our paths. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's get started with a couple of formalities. I want to ask Jennifer if you need any information from anybody in terms of the roll call to try to get clarification on who is on the meeting.
Nope, I've got them all.
Okay, perfect. And then as a reminder, we are recording the meeting with Zoom, and that recording will be available on the DSROA website in the future. And in order to create the minutes, we're using a transcription service. So in order to have that transcription service work as well as possible, if anyone does have any comments or questions, first we recommend that you use the chat function at the bottom of the screen so you can actually type in any questions or comments that you'd like to share with the group. You can either do that to the whole group or to an individual. And if you are going to make a comment, please say your name first. That way, when the transcription gets reviewed and summarized in the future, it'll be easier for Cindy to identify who is making the comments. All right. So with the formalities out of the way, let's get started. And Cindy, I will turn it over to you for a review and approval of the meeting minutes from November.
Okay. The minutes were sent out to the members of the board, and I did not see any requests for changes made. Jennifer, did you get any change requests?
I saw none.
I'm sorry?
Nope, I didn't get any changes.
Okay, then I propose we accept the minutes of the November meeting as they stand.
I second that.
All right, thank you. And all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Thank you for doing that work, Cindy. I appreciate it. And Jennifer, for your help on it as well.
Absolutely. I want to thank Jennifer. And in the future, it does make it significantly more straightforward to do the minutes. It's still work, but it isn't insurmountable. Just saying.
Cindy, you're doing great.
And Cindy, once again, thank you for being willing to take on the responsibility for that position because nobody else wanted it.
So. Yes, thank you, Cindy.
You're all welcome. Right.
And next, Joe, we're going to turn it over to you for the treasurer's report.
Okay. I only got up till October. I didn't get November. But October, we had $61,193 in our savings. We got $69,347 in our checking. And we have $4,270 in that special savings. And overall, we're looking really good as far as the budget. I went into the aging report, and we're in good shape, too, for all the members. Only a few of them haven't paid, I think about eight. And they're not really late, but we're up and running pretty good. We went over our budget a little bit at automotive because of that Kubota, but you know, we can only do so much, and that just got us. So hopefully Kubota will level off. Other than that, I don't have anything else that stands out real bad. So we're looking good.
Okay, thank you for that, Joe. Does anybody have any questions for Joe?
Quick question. Yes, thank you. Quick question for Joe. Joe, you said that there are 8 people that haven't paid. Are we talking about for next year? Because we haven't paid next year's yet.
No, it's for this year. There's,
okay, I just want to make sure I
remember. It might be 7, it might be 9, but it's right in that category.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't one of them.
What was your last name?
Curry.
You're not.
Okay, I just didn't know if we missed a memo and we were delinquent. Okay, great.
No, you're not there.
Jennifer, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe those statements for the annual dues go out in January. Is that correct?
That is correct. They're dated January 1st. They should be paid by January 31st.
All right. Thank you for that. Any other questions for Joe? All right. Moving on, we'll turn it over to you, Jennifer, for the office report. I know we have quite a few things going on in terms of the office, and I know everybody would like to get an update. So take it away.
Okay. We have new and upgraded internet at the ranch via HughesNet. We're on a new satellite. We've updated the speed. Kurt gives it his blessing. It's still not top-notch, you know, streaming level, but it's a lot more dependable than what we had in the past. So that's a big win. And it still has the guest login for anyone staying in the cabins. If they come down adjacent to headquarters, they can use the guest login to access it for limited use, either checking email messages or whatever. It's just not suitable for streaming. With regard to cabin reservations, just putting it out there, we have got a lot of reservations already on the calendar for 2022. The majority of June is booked. We've already got 22 nights booked in May. Half of July is booked. So it's interesting to watch the membership get excited about spending, you know, a full week or a long weekend or even 2-week chunks out at the ranch in the summer and thinking about it enough in advance. So I have a feeling that cabins for those prime months are going to be few and far between here pretty shortly as those reservations keep coming in. And on that note, we're working on getting the new reservation system put in, which hopefully we don't have to do too much manual transfer of those reservations, but we'll probably still run the systems parallel until we get that figured out. So there will be a nice turnkey online reservation system so people don't have to wait. They can see availability. They can make their reservation, and it's done. It's not me seeing the reservation and responding. So that'll be good. As Joe already mentioned, annual assessment billing will be going out. I'll probably mail those the end of December. Like I said, they're dated January 1st. Due January 31st, technically, you've got 90 days until the end of March to get it paid. We just like our money is sooner rather than later. I'm also working on pulling together the budget and other data that we report on at the end of the year. That'll be part of the January meeting, so things like cabin usage, membership transfers, and then the overall budget. So the January meeting will be full of all kinds of numbers and data. And then just a reminder to everyone, because we block out the cabins because they're closed and winterized all winter, they are available for use for a $100 dewinterizing fee. It's only cabins 7 and 8 that are available. There's no way to make that reservation online, so just to reach out and connect with me, dsroa@deerspringsranch.org, or calling the ranch phone number, that's the best way to get a winter reservation. And it's all weather dependent, of course, you know, access to the roads and any type of weather coming in. So just a reminder on that one. And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you for that. Does anyone have any questions for Jennifer regarding what's going on at the office? Any questions? That's a no.
And Jeff just put in the chat that he and Joanne have volunteered to help me with Servoy. So we're, as Mariah and I continue to get that up to speed, that's our reservation system. I will definitely take advantage, Jeff. Thank you. I do want to ask who the member is that is phone number 435-689-1262. I don't have that coming up in the QuickBooks.
Whoever belongs to that phone number, 435-689-1262, please unmute yourself and let us know who you are.
We can ask again after Kurt.
Okay, sounds good. Moving on in the agenda, we're going to turn it over to Mr. Kurt Jacobson for an update on what's going on with ranch management. Kurt, take it away.
Hi. So, agriculture-wise, we will be brush hogging the Broad Hollow area starting next week. And then there's an area east of headquarters that we will be re-brush hogging that the rabbit brush came back on. The cabin 4 remodel, I got to finish trimming it. The last parts of the spiral staircase are in. We'll get those on. The spiral staircase is absolutely spot on for cabin 4. The new floors are in. The cabin's looking great. Kubota is running. It had a plug fuel line, and I talked to Don Ray, and he told me what it was, and then Larry Clarkson told me what it was, and then Kevin Poole actually unplugged it, and it runs great now. The grader has a small leak on it, and Don Ray said he would give me a hand with that when he comes out. And then I will be attempting to get the grader going, and I'm going to grade some of the snow off of the roads and up to cabin 4 so I can finish the trim. That's all I got. And it's a whopping 23 degrees now at 10:15 a.m.
Hey, Kurt, a question real fast. Is the Kubota going to be available for snow removal for members that want to come up and call you?
That has never been a thing before. Has that been done in the past?
No, it hasn't. No. N-O,
okay.
No.
Okay. We got it, man. I know that they've done it before as not to individual lots, but like around the ranch headquarters and up by the airport and that.
So. Well, the ranch headquarters and cabin 7 and 8 are definitely, they don't need to be plowed. We didn't get that much snow down here. But, yes, that's kind of a standard.
Okay.
And then I pitch in. I know Jeff Collins bought a plow for his tractor, and I am going to purchase a plow for my truck, so I have a gasoline engine that will start in the cold that I can plow with, because the diesels are so difficult to get started when it's like this right now. But, yeah, we've kind of been working together on the Broad Hollow area as well, because we have the Collinses, Brent, and the Castles are there, and so it behooves us to try to help keep that open. So we've just kind of been working together. Or Larry Clarkson is the one that cleared it out last year.
Okay, thank you for that. Any questions for Kurt? Okay. And I think we talked about this last month, but if not, just to make sure everybody knows that the board did vote to extend the contract with Jacobson Management into the future. And the rationale there is it's nice to have somebody on site that has consistency and longevity and is doing a good job. So thank you again, Kurt, for all the work that you're doing up there. And we're looking forward to continuing to work with you for the foreseeable future. Okay, back to the agenda. Item number 6 on the agenda for some follow-up agenda items. These are things that we have talked about in the past just to provide updates on. One of the things that we've talked about in the past, and I'm not sure, you know, if everybody is aware of what's going on with it or not, but just to share with you, the Half Moon Well has been reactivated. There's a new pump that's pumping, I believe, 8 gallons per minute or thereabouts. And so that well has been refurbished. It hasn't actually been working full time for, I'm told, about 30 years. And so that well has been rehabbed, and the water that's coming out of that well is primarily going to be used for watering the cattle and for agricultural use. So that Half Moon Well, I would say, is probably about 90% done at this point. There is some additional work that needs to be done to finalize everything that will be done in the spring. But the Half Moon Well is operational now. We also have talked in the past about getting some work done at the gravel pit. And that is still in process, where the board is putting together a scope of work so that we can actually put out a request for bid to get work done at the gravel pit to make it safe and make it easy for members to either hire someone to get gravel for them, or, you know, hopefully to be able to get their own gravel. But again, just to give you an update, that that's has not been completed yet, but it is still being worked on. We also are in the process of having the King County fire warden do the fire mitigation work. That is going full speed ahead. And Kurt, why don't you, if you would, just take a minute and give everybody an update, since your boots on the ground up there. Let everybody know exactly where we're at with the fire mitigation work, if you would, please.
Okay, so the fire mitigation work, it starts Monday, and it'll be a combination of thinning and grinding trees along the northern corridor of the ranch and the pipeline. Norris Church from Kanab got the contract on that. And I spoke with him, and he said Monday the 14th he would be, or Tuesday the 14th he would be out, I guess, the 14th. And then at that time is, we're also going to start on the brush hogging as well. So there'll be some thinning, like on the corners of the old burn road. And then there's going to be some areas where the tees are just ground up. It's going to look different, but I think it's still going to be a beautiful area.
Thank you for that, Kurt. Does anybody have any questions for Kurt about what's going on with the fire mitigation work out at the ranch? No? Okay. What else? Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention is that the board is still working on coming up with the proper wording. We submitted a survey to all of the members, for their input at the annual meeting. I should say prior to the annual meeting, and the results of the survey overwhelmingly word that most of the members do not want to allow nightly rentals on individual lots at Deer Springs Ranch. And so the board is working to come up with the proper wording that will, you know, allow lot owners to, you know, use their lots pretty much any way they want, just like we always have. But with the exception of there are rules and regulations regarding what, you know, individual lot owners can and can't do with their lots. For example, you know, you can only build a structure that's, you know, so many feet high. You can only build so many, you know, cabins or personal residences on your lot. And so in that same vein, you know, we want to give lot owners the ability to, you know, use their lot for family and friends and recreation. But at the same time, we really don't want anyone purchasing a lot with the intent of using it for nightly rentals or short-term rentals. And so the board is working on coming up with the language that will be submitted for approval by all of the members to make it more clear in terms of what's okay and what's not okay in terms of how lot owners use their lot. So just to let you know, we're still working on that, and that information will go out to all of the members as soon as it's available. And that is everything that I had on my list in terms of updates. Any questions for me on any of the items that I just discussed? Okay. Then we are on to item number 7 on the agenda. And I just gave my update, so we will move on to Kurt. Kurt, is there anything in terms of your areas of responsibility that you'd like to add to what you've already stated?
No, that's all I've got today.
Okay. One thing, Jennifer, that I want to make sure people are clear on, you mentioned when we were talking earlier that we basically had to change out our HughesNet service because the satellite that we had been using was decommissioned. And so I'm not sure if other people on this call today are using HughesNet up there or not. I would assume that anyone who has a HughesNet account would get contacted directly by HughesNet if they need to take any action to change or upgrade their service. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so just to let people know, if you do have a HughesNet service set up on your lot at the ranch, then you may be required to make some changes, and obviously you need to contact HughesNet directly to figure out exactly what that is and how to do it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, newer people that have connected with HughesNet in maybe the last year or two are on a newer satellite. Our connection was just legacy, so we probably were one of the originals on that satellite.
Oh, I gotcha. Mm-hmm. So if they set it up recently, they're probably already good to go with a new satellite. That mm-hmm. makes sense. Okay, and then Cindy, we'll turn it over to you. Anything you'd like to add and share with the group?
Sorry, that took a second. I have
no problem. Go ahead.
I have no updates to make. Nothing has happened, as far as I know, on the volunteer front, except that Cindy and Kevin are still on the ranch and are still providing excellent service in their capacity as volunteers. So I'd like to thank them again. I would like to nudge again that we get at least one more. I know with the snow it's not possible right now, but that we get at least one more RV spot completed before April so that I can start scheduling additional work campers. That's all I've got. Any questions? That sounds like a no.
No questions.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Cindy. And we'll move on to Joe. Joe, anything you'd like to add?
Not a whole lot, but I would like to say, like, the question about the Kubota plowing some snow for people, I don't recommend it at this time because it seems like that Kubota out of the clear blue sky runs about 15 or 20 minutes and then just dies. And I would hate that to happen about 6 miles from the ranch house and have to walk back. So until we can figure out what that problem is, that's got to be completely out of the question.
Joe, that problem is fixed. That's what the plug in the fuel line on the tank was about.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't recommend it anyhow, though. Okay. Other than that, the cabin four is coming along pretty good. We got the circular stairwell in, and we got to do some more modifications to it. And the floor is in, and the concrete wall boards around. So hopefully cabin four is going to be mouse-proof next year. Other than that, pretty much caught up on most things.
Okay. And John Harris, unfortunately, is not with us today, or at least I don't think he is. John, I don't think you're out there, are you? No, okay. So, Kathy.
I don't have a whole lot. I was just inquiring about the Kubota with the snow removal. If somebody decides to rent cabin 7 and 8, that they'd be able to get in. That's why I was inquiring if they would be clearing that for them to come in. But yeah, other than that, I have no other information or updates.
Kurt, does the county let me ask another way. What does the county do in terms of snow plowing on Skatumpa Road?
They plow it whenever it needs to be plowed. They're really good about snow removal off of Skatumpa. And then I want to expand our snow plowing, but I also have quite an agenda this winter, so I've got some work in 6 and 7 to do, and then I'm going to move down to 9 and 10 and get those remodeled this winter, hopefully. So, yeah, they're real good about keeping Skatumpa open, and we've never had a problem getting anybody into 7 or 8 during the winter. We've only had 2 reservations in 2 years in the winter, and it's currently occupied by Dean Roller from lot 170-something.
Kurt, they only plow up to the airstrip, right? The county for snow removal?
No, they usually plow past Podunk.
Okay. They haven't before, so that's why I was wondering if that's something that they do now, because they did when Lee was there, but I haven't seen it done when we've gone up there in the winter, which we do. So I was just wondering.
Okay, anybody have any questions for Kathy? Okay, and Larry Clarkson, the one and only, you're up.
Okay. A few things to kind of report, or as long as we're talking about plowing, one of the stipulations or in the rules and regulations of the county with the health department that allows Deer Springs Ranch members to haul water rather than being hooked to a public water source is the fact that Deer Springs Ranch is seasonally accessible and no services are provided, no snow plowing, no snow clearing is provided by the county. So that's I mean, that's the good part of it and the bad part of it. If the county were to provide snow removal, no one would be allowed to haul water to their lot or get building permits based on septic permits. So that's just information for everybody. This past week, I attended the Ponsagunt Landowners Deer Association meeting, which is the group that Deer Springs Ranch participates with to get funding and money for the deer hunt, the deer tags. One somewhat concerning proposal, that association is on a three-year cycle. Every 3 years, they review and renew the amount of tags allotted to the association. 2022 will be the last of the third-year cycle, and 2023 will be a new cycle, and they're talking about cutting the tag numbers given to that association from 17 or 18 down to 7, which means that the money that Deer Springs has received could be cut in less than half. There's good logic why that should not be changed, but I would encourage anybody that has a chance to attend any of the big game board meetings or RAC meetings. Just quick explanation. The private landowners on the Ponsagunt Deer Hunting Unit are given or allotted money from the deer tags. Originally, years and years ago, it was based on damage done by the deer. The system has grown to the point where it's really, truly no longer deer damage because the money has outgrown any of the damage that any of us or other farmers and ranchers experience. And so basically, the money is to incentivize private land owners to be wildlife conscious and do what they can to benefit wildlife and to allow and provide habitat for the deer and allow hunters to come in and whatnot. The way they do their deer counts, the unit is allotted a certain number of deer tags, and they're basically saying there's, for mathematical reasons, I'm going to use numbers that are not the true numbers, but just to illustrate a point. Let's say there's 100,000 acres on the Ponsagunt unit. That 100,000 acres generates 100 deer tags. The private land only accounts for, let's say, 5%. And so they want to say, we're only going to give 5% of the tags to the landowners, which would be 5 tags, where in the past we've had 18. So there's logic to say, yeah, we need to cut those tags down. The true representation is the deer congregate more on the private lands than on other lands, and so acre per acre they're not equal. And so we've always argued that private lands, the private farms, the private ranches should have a higher multiplier or be given more credit, and that's what's been done in the past. They're possibly going to change that, and that's why we're in jeopardy of losing a significant portion of the landowner tags, which translates into landowner money. Deer Springs has benefited from that money considerably over the years. It's gone into our general budget, and we've been able to do quite a few things with it. I want to make everybody aware of that. And so we actually do have a Deer Springs owner. Bart Batista is on the big game board. So I talked with Kurt, and we're going to reach out to Bart and see what we can do to try to maintain what we've had. We're also in the Elk Association, but it's a very small money maker for the ranch. One other wildlife thing to report, we many of you may have noticed that pond number three has been very, very low for the past 3 months. Traditionally, in late summer, that pond does get low because the water out of the meadow, the heat evaporates more on pond one and pond two, and the flow is diminished through the summer. But after September 1st, usually that pond begins to fill up and returns to full status fairly quickly. I noticed it was staying down, staying down, staying down, so I went to investigate and found out that a beaver had moved in and completely dammed off the overflow, the culvert of pond number two, so no water has been reaching pond three, a very small dribble. Anyway, this beaver has moved in and has killed the big silver maple tree that grows there at the corner of the second pond. So I've worked with the Fish and Game Department out of Cedar City and got permission to trap the beaver. So I want to bring that to people's attention just in case anybody's – I mean, it's under snow right now, but we will be having traps and stuff out to try to mitigate our beaver damage and not jeopardize our ponds. So anybody that has a dog running free might end up in a trap. Which brings up another point. I've had two or three members question me about our dog policy. Some have complained that some are forced to keep their dog on a leash and others are running free. I saw on the Facebook some of the members upside Canyon were concerned about people running by their place with dogs, and they were concerned about their kittens or cats. I don't know what we want to do as a board and as a membership to revisit or let people know when and where and what's appropriate. I don't really have a super strong opinion one way or another, but I think people's pets are free to roam on their own lot, but once you leave your property, they should be contained somehow. And that not only goes to dogs and wildlife, but people. I've had two or three lot owners complain that they've had other members and non-members venturing out across their property on an exploration, look and see what's there. And I would caution people that if you're not invited to another lot, unless you're good buddies and you're going over there to see your friend, I know there are members at the ranch who are there for a reason, and they're not looking to have anybody and everybody just come wander through their place and stop in to say hi. Anyway, I throw that out to the rest of the board for a comment or ideas, and that's about really all I have on as far as a report on my areas.
All right. Thank you for that, Larry. I actually, my wife is on Facebook. I'm not, but my wife shared that post with me a few days ago with the people that are staying on their lot for the winter up in Slide Canyon and have a couple of cats. So I did get a chance to get that same information from them. And again, you know, I think most of this just comes back to personal responsibility, being responsible with your animals. And, you know, I don't know that we can really legislate. You know, people have to keep them on a leash if you're just out on a walk. But at the same time, you know, if I was out on a walk with my dogs and some wild animal, you know, was in the area, the dogs would probably be gone in a heartbeat. So I think it's up to each individual owner to just take responsibility for their own animals and obviously respecting the rights of other lot owners to not have your animals just be roaming around and possibly creating problems with other lot owner animals. I don't know. What does everybody else have to say?
Crickets. While everyone's thinking about that, Mike, I see in the chat some questions that were answered or asked that the other two RV sites will be complete long before the needed season in 2022. So that would kind of answer the question that Cindy had. We'll have those all up and running for the season. And my thoughts were that those are work camper ranch maintenance type sites, not open to general public or members, which leads me to another thing. The four lots set aside that the Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association owns, I think those are the lots, the areas where we may end up creating, and I don't know if this is 6 months in the future or 6 years in the future, but at some point, I think we're going to end up with other cabins, association cabins, potentially on one, two, three, or four of those lots, or RV campsites on one or two of those lots that could be additional member use sites. And like I said, that's future. But the RV setup that we have currently at the ranch is mainly work camper. And I don't know if anybody else has any other things to add to that.
Like the idea of us improving the lots for member use, because that's why we have them, I suppose. The RV spots and everything like that. I obviously it's going to be a back seat to getting the cabins that we currently have up to par, which I expect in 2 to 3 years all 10 cabins should be pretty well remodeled. And we can start thinking about future projects. But I think RV spots for members on these lots are a really awesome idea. I don't know about the feasibility of cabins, but again, I'm in favor of all that.
Clarify is the right word, but someone was saying that the current RV sites are mostly for work campers, and I have to object to that. We only have one that's functioning right now, and it's currently being used by work campers. When we have two, we will be filling those with work campers, and when we have three, we will probably be filling those with work campers. So I don't want people to get their hopes up that, oh, I can take my RV up there and use one of those sites unless they're also going to be doing work camping for us. I just don't want people to think that that's like right around the corner when it probably is not.
And then we also have three, we're permitted for six sites total, so we'll be going to work on the other three sites that will be for the membership. So there is a plan for the membership.
Yes.
Got it. Thank you for that, Kurt. Okay. Well, we're done with the official agenda, so I would like to open it up to the members to see if anybody has any questions for us before we're done today.
Hey, Mike, I have one question. Kurt, did you and Brent come up with anything yet on water tank loss?
No, we have not. I received an email. For some reason, my emails, it's inclement weather, so no matter what internet I have, it's not favorable for inclement weather. But I did download emails this morning that came in yesterday, and we were at 33%, and then I haven't heard from Brent yet on that, but I'm going to finish filling the tank first. The idea is to get it up to 100% and then track it from there.
Okay, thank you for that. And one more time, I do want to ask, we have somebody participating in the call. We don't know who it is, but an individual.
It was Brent Fulmer.
Yeah, we got the answer.
Is that Brent?
Yep.
We figured that out? Okay, great.
He's a mystery
man.
Glad
to have Brent with us.
Also, Cathy.
Hi, Karen. Go ahead.
No, I just let you know that I was here as well. I came in a little late.
Got you. Thank you for that. All right. Well, the last item of business is to establish the date for our next board meeting. And the second Saturday in January is going to be January the 8th. And unless there are any objections, I say that should be the date, unless there's something else going on that date that I'm not aware of.
I would like to request maybe that we bump it by a week just because all of the budgeting, all of the statistics, an extra week would be a bit of a gift if it's not a scheduling issue for everyone. One more week would be really wonderful.
Well, that's a good point, Jennifer, especially since that January meeting, a good portion of it is going to be taken up with budgeting and forecasting. So I think that's a great suggestion.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So the next meeting will be on Saturday, January 15th. All right, well, that's everything that we had for the agenda. So I would like to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas to everyone. And for those of you who have the ability to be at the ranch and enjoy this snowy winter weather, I would say stay warm. So, any final comments from anybody? It's your last chance. All right. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate your time. Have a very happy holiday season. Take care.
Bye-bye.